This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Make sure I got everything dialed in there just right there. That sounds a little more gooder on my end. Okay. Now, first things first. I saw this today. I saw this Senator Murphy out there talking a bunch of smack and everything. And I just want to. He was talking about the Republicans and what they would and would not do in the event of, I don't know. Now this isn't going to play, of course. So it's not going to play. So forget everything I just said. Got to figure out a better way to do this. But anyway, he was saying that the Republicans probably would not want to come to the table to negotiate if 100 children were killed in a school shooting. Here's my question to you, Senator. Why are you as sure this is going to happen as I am? Because I know why I'm sure it's going to happen. It's going to happen because we're not doing anything to harden these targets. Wherever we harden the targets, the target begins to shift. That target of opportunity is no longer quite opportunistic for them. And in the interim, you know, you guys get to sit back there and keep pushing for your gun control, gun-free utopian society, which is never going to happen. But I am going to tell you, though, what would happen if they did get the gun-free utopia. It would only happen to us. It would only happen to people that are actually sort of freedom-loving, you know, constitutionalists like myself. See, the protection of liberty that we have within the Second Amendment, even today that we now that we have the iPhones and the iPads and, I mean, you know, cars that have air conditioning, goes up and down on its own and everything else, that Second Amendment protection is still timely. And it will be as long as human nature retains its propensity for evil. And anybody that wants to be in charge of you, anybody that wants to be in charge of you, despite what you may want for yourself, is evil. Now, many that are worried about the children's safety in schools after all these school shootings, they're looking to gun laws as a possible solution. It's worth asking whether, you know, for them, and let's ask it just so we can make sure that it has been asked so everybody knows the answer to it. Should we consider scrapping the right to buy and own guns outlined in the Second Amendment? The founders included this protection of gun ownership for good reason, right? Now, many would tell you, they would agree with NBA coach Steve Kerr, who told reporters in 2016 the Second Amendment is outdated. He said, what bugs me is this adherence to the right to bear arms. You know, that was back in 1776. You had to have a musket in case the Redcoats were coming. The British were coming. That's a popular argument among the gun-grabbing set, but it exhibits a misunderstanding of what rights are. See, the Bill of Rights is not a wish list on like the one you have on Amazon, or enshrinement of what society thinks is most important. Rights are not requests to the government for things that we want or even need. Rights handcuff the government. They protect us from government intrusion on our freedom. Now, the founders recognized that it was immoral for those who work in government to wield certain powers over their equals, so they inclined or they included these protections in the Constitution. Rights are based on the objective moral truth that all humans are equal, which is not what the leftists believe. But it is why the founders refer to our rights as inalienable and God-given. Now, why would these founding fathers feel the need to include and enshrine and specify the right to bear arms in the Constitution? Wouldn't it be just as wrong for the government to take away any other possession? Why add a specific amendment about guns? The answer is that the founders understood what that was, what kind of a veto that was, what it would do to preserve a free society. They found this out firsthand. Chinese dictator Mao Zedong said, all political power comes from the barrel of a gun. Now, we're much safer. Society is much safer from the abuse of power when the power is distributed somewhat evenly. Limiting government ensures that power stays spread out and doesn't get clumped up in government. In order to limit government, we must set boundaries for what government can do. So holding a monopoly on guns, which are ultimately the essence of political power, must be something that government cannot do. They can't have the monopoly of violence. Government is already the only organization in society that is allowed to use guns on people. Have you ever thought about that? It would be risky and abuse of power to also make it the only organization in society that gets to own guns. What the government can and should do with its political power is provide justice when someone takes what is ours, whether it's guns or life. Unfortunately, with the shootings in Parkland and Santa Fe, Texas, justice will be provided in a court of law. But in the same way that it would be unjust to convict the wrong man and take away his rights for something he didn't do, it would be unjust to take away the rights of millions for something that they didn't do. The Second Amendment is the right that preserves all other rights. History is littered with examples of tyrants that disarmed their own people just before they began to slaughter them. People like Zedong and Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, Fidel Castro, Pol Pot, Cambodia, Idi Amin in Uganda. And it goes on and on. And humanity hasn't outgrown the threat of tyranny. Government oppression is making a strong showing right now. It's all coming out right now. And it is definitely in existence today. The protection of liberty that we have in the Second Amendment is still timely. Now, there is no denying that the copycats are doing a lot of damage in various places, and it often seems like we may need to forfeit, they would say, some freedoms for others in order to become safer. And many view our situation as a dilemma, that we can only have either freedom or safety, but in reality, with freedom, we can have both. In a free society, each of us individually has the power to influence gun violence, albeit in a small way. Because there are many factors that go into mass rampage murders. There are many solutions we can take to decrease them. One trait that many of the recent copycat shooters share is that they grew up without a father. When we protect our freedoms, we have the power to fight the gun violence problem at its root cause in the culture. We can band together in communities and organizations to look out for broken families and the mentally ill. And if we use our freedom correctly, we don't need to risk letting the government trample on rights in the name of safety. And in this way, we make our country more stable for the future. But we do have a choice. And we can choose incorrectly. As Benjamin Franklin warned, those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. This is something that, this dynamic is one we can never forget. But, I want you to think about this long and hard. The only entity in the United States that has the authority to use guns on people is our government. In its various states and shapes and sizes, municipalities, cities, counties, states, nation. They have the right to do that. They have the authority to do that. We can't let them have the monopoly on violence, ever. We will be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant. After a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with ProMax Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. There was a time not too long ago when, if Jim Carrey put out a movie, I don't care what it was called. What the only movies of his that that I've never liked were Dumb and Dumber. That should have actually been titled Stupid, just Stupid, because it's just stupid. Now, and that's my personal opinion, and I'm sticking with it. The thing about Jim Carrey in the 90s was that Jim Carrey was funny. Some of the stuff he did I had never seen, and I like comedy. I like stand-up comedy and everything. I've known of Jim Carrey since he had been on In Living Color. He was in some movie where he played it straight, but it was called Once Bitten with Lauren Hutt, and it was sort of a teenage vampire flick where he didn't really get to be funny, except he showed flashes of being funny. So when his other movies started coming out, Mask, Ace Ventura, all these other films started coming out, well, then I liked him because he's funny. Except now, my man Jim, he's forgotten how to be funny. Segue to Kent State, where graduate Kaylin Bennett, she knew that her graduation photos would ruffle some feathers, and that was kind of the point, to show the absolute stupidity of the law that said one day she couldn't carry a firearm on campus, but the next day she was suddenly good to go. Nothing really changed, except she graduated from college. And that was the point she was trying to make, and that was the point that she made. In the process of doing this, she became a focal point for the tolerant anti-gun zealots to focus some of their hatred on. People like Ace Ventura, I mean Jim Carrey, who has forgotten how to be humorous. On Twitter, and I mean, I'm looking at the picture now of her, and it's interesting. And on Twitter he said, and the devil said, thanks a bunch, Goldilocks. Enjoy the show in Santa Fe tomorrow. Someday, real soon, I'll have you for dinner. Classy, huh? Note, if you will, the veiled threat to Bennett's safety. Why else? And in the picture, she's got the devil's head behind her. So why else would she be meeting with the devil real soon? I mean, she's pretty young. There's no reason to believe that she's going to pass away due to natural causes anytime in the near future. And accidents are unpredictable by their very nature. So what else could this possibly mean? Maybe they're still laboring under the delusion that the presence of guns somehow increases the likelihood of being the victim of a violent crime. And this is bogus in so many ways, it's not even funny. And Carrie and his sycophants on Twitter would do well to remember a couple of key points. Number one, Jim Carrey can't paint a decent picture to save his life. Very true. If he is getting paid to create art, I mean, you know, come on. Number two, guns don't cause crime. Those statistics are skewed by people who had guns because they were criminals, thus had a gun in the house, but were killed because of criminal activity, and women who purchased a firearm for self-defense from abusive spouses. Number three, guns actually save lives. It was two good guys with guns who ended the massacre at Santa Fe High School on Friday. There were several other instances of school resource officers ending the attacks with minimal or no loss of life. And those are good guys with guns, period. Number four, Jim Carrey is a really, 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 really bad painter. But the anti-gun zealots are radicals who don't actually care about the truth, and that's not what they signed on for. They don't want reality. They want their fantasy world where guns will simply vanish because of legislation saying that they should vanish. I deem it so. And it's like they think all the guns already in criminal hands will suddenly disappear or something. I don't know. And it's not going to happen like that. All that happens with any gun laws, the law-abiding, are negatively impacted, including their ability to fight back. And if you're really, really lucky, the disarmament will trickle down to the criminal population. But you really shouldn't count on that. In England, an island whose nearest neighbors also have strict gun control, they have seen a 42% uptick in gun crime, Piers Morgan. And this is a country that has never been as free with firearms as the United States. Here, it is virtually impossible to disarm the entire population. At best, you'll get the law-abiding citizen who will be law-abiding pretty much no matter what. They might balk at a government-mandated sacrifice of their own child's life, but anything short of that, and they're fine with it. Now, for the criminals who rely on their guns to ply their trade, so to speak, not happening. They're not turning them back in at gun buybacks, and they're not likely to. Then there are those of us who recognize that once the right to keep and bear arms is gone, the other rights aren't far behind. I don't know. All righty then. Maybe Ace Ventura, you could paint that picture of that. Listen. No, let's not kid ourselves, okay? I wouldn't be in this business if I didn't want to be public, like Jim Carrey. However, Jim Carrey has forgotten a few things about what made him what he is, and I, you know, looking at him now, I mean, yes, he's aged. Lots of people have aged. But, I mean, you know, I don't see some of these guys going off the rafters like this guy does. And this guy turns it into personal attacks, which is a leftist thing. That's a whole leftist, you know, this is a good idea. We'll just isolate you, gaslight you, and put you out there. What do you think? Good idea. I like it. So. So Jim Carrey is targeting college students now, and that's, we should not sit back and say that we can't see this coming. We see this coming all the time. This is the way they do things now. These celebrities that are famous today, that are pertinent today, these celebrities that were famous another time, all these people, they are all out there trying to tell us what we should think, do, believe, have. And I get a little tired of it. I get a little tired of it. I get a little tired of the Alyssa Milanos of the world showing up at the safest place in the United States at any given time, at the NRA meetup in Dallas, with armed security. Like, we're going to attack her. No, young lady, or whatever you are. We were not going to attack you. Never were going to attack you. We'll defend your right to be wrong. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I'm trying to see the good in my fellow man, even my fellow gun-grabbing man. The anti-gunners routinely tell us that they don't want to take our guns. It's a common refrain, just like clouds in my coffee in some of, you know, Carly Simon's songs. It's designed to make us look unhinged. Or something like when we talk about how the end game is total confiscation. They repeat it over and over that no one wants to take our guns. They just want some common sense reforms. Now, of course, we know they're either ignorant or liars. We know that because there's no way they don't see the same things that we see. Hear the same people we hear, you know, read the same articles we do. There's no way they don't see the same tweets, the same photos of protesters, all the same things that we see. If they don't, then it's because they live with their head in the sand, in which case they don't need to be opining on a topic they don't understand. And the latest proof of this lie comes from, well, you know, that the epitome of political breakdown, Esquire magazine. Here we have a letter from Esquire magazine. Let me read you the letter from Esquire magazine. Hey there, NRA. Listen, I know the moments after a gunman opens fire in a school are hectic for you. You have to get your talking points together. You have to mentally prepare to debate a traumatized yet sensible child. You have to look at yourself in the mirror and practice something that more guns would have made the situation less deadly. It's a busy time. And since we are always either in the moments after or the moments before a mass shooting, you're pretty much always busy. I have noticed. Anyway, I just wanted to drop you a line and let you know that I now actually do want to take your guns, all of your guns, right now. It wasn't always this way. I have responsible gun owners in my family. I've never been a fan of shooting at things myself, but guns sure do seem to have brought joy into the lives of some people I love. And as long as they were stored properly, I never had a problem with them being around. I believe that we should place a hurdle or two between a psychopath and an AR-15, but that's about as ardent as I got. Live and let live. That was my policy, even with death machines. And that has all changed. And you changed it. All along, as American life has gotten deadlier, as our kids have gotten less safe in their schools, you have had the opportunity to work with the vast majority of Americans who support the sensible reform of our gun laws. You've had the chance to preserve your own rights as we work together to keep our gun regulations in step with gun technology. You haven't. Well, gee, thanks for the deep thinking there, Esquire magazine. You're wrong on a whole bunch of, you know, everything. American life hasn't gotten deadlier. In fact, violent crime has gone down in the last 25 years, and most of that was without an assault weapon ban in place. And you've got countries like England that have seen an increase in violent crime. We are actually safer now than when, you know, I graduated from high school in 1979. But I know you don't get a sense of that from the media. Yes, there do seem to be a lot of mass shootings lately. Since October opened up with the Las Vegas massacre, there seems to have been an unending parade of tragic mass rampage killings prior to Friday's shooting at Santa Fe High School. It is absolutely awful. During that time, though, there have been no legislative changes that could remotely account for this, and there's been no loosening of gun law either. It's like people are just losing their minds at an increasing rate. And yet, despite that, there's no legislation being discussed that would ever have stopped or even mitigated Friday's events. Which is why Esquire's Dave Holmes now thinks the only reason is to try to take all the guns away. Now, you know, I don't think it penetrates to a lot of people when a gun advocate is out there saying, come and take it. This is not us looking at you and saying to you, well, if you show up, we're going to kill you. This is the saddest day for some people. For me, it would be the saddest day because I took an oath to protect everybody. Everybody American. And in that oath, there was no provisions for people, you know, being... I don't know, people being gun grabbers, for example. They were not excluded from me protecting them and defending them. So now we have this where those same people that I defended and other people like me have defended over time, now they're saying they want things. They want things different now. Now, Mr. Holmes is safe making this pronouncement because he knows damn good and well that he won't be accountable for anything that follows such a change. It would not be him suiting up and trying to come through the door. It will actually be people carrying, wait on it, guns. Now, like most anti-gun zealots, he's pushing for a radical agenda without an understanding of what the Second Amendment actually means to those of us who support it. And for many of us, it's the amendment. It's the insurance policy the Founding Fathers left in place. This is the fail-safe. This is where we go when we think it's really gotten dark in the country. The moment you start coming after our guns is the exact moment when it may well be necessary to start using them. But hey, Esquire is supposed to be a men's magazine that seems to cater to the least masculine men humanly possible these days. So what else could you possibly expect? See, I do not seek conflict within the country. I do not seek a face down with the anti-gunners and the Democrats. I do not seek combat with them. I do not seek it because I know what that's going to be, and I know what that's going to do to the country. I also know that I will be fighting Americans if that comes up. I'll be fighting Americans who we've gotten to the point now to where we cannot have ideologically opposing ideas without the left side wanting to go completely unhinged, violent at me. Now, I understand the ideological difference. That has always existed. And unfortunately, most of us are followers, although gun owners seem to be alpha males and alpha females, for that matter. So maybe not so much followers as definitely self-sufficient, shall we say. But everybody on the left is always talking about this theoretical confiscation, buyback, take them back, ban them, this, that, the other, without understanding the ramifications of what that means. Because the first time, I mean, listen, gun grabbers, Christopher Dorner was one guy, and he set the entire LAPD, Sheriff's Department, and PD, they were panicked because of what one guy was doing. Imagine 500 in one city operating in one city. Imagine that, if you would. So that would be bad. That would be bad. But I don't think we would not stop at that point. We would simply look for the people that actually put this in place, and then we make sure they were removed as well. But you don't know what you're asking for. You really don't. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And I want to point out, normally we'd be talking to the guys from Arbalest Quarrel, which they've got a bunch of stuff going on right now, and finally we have come to the point where they just couldn't make it tonight. And also, normally on Wednesday, we are joined by Lincoln Osiris of Pipe Hitters Union, who is currently on vacation for the first time in a long time in Jamaica, man. So he's out there having a good time, and he deserves it. Kid works an awful lot. Plus, the extracurricular stuff that I can never tell you about. And I don't know enough about it, but I can tell you that I've been around enough of it to know. But all of that is beside the point now, isn't it? Yes. Coming from the desk of Rob Morse, we have this. School shootings are extremely rare events. Extremely rare events. Rare to the point of barely being on the radar. But as Rob points out, the things that we don't know are fascinating. Now, if you look at recent news reports, we should keep our children at home so they won't be killed by a crazy kid with a gun at school. But on the other hand, and again, judging by the news reports, we should send our kids to a gun-free school simply to get them out of any home that might have a legally owned gun on the premises. Neither claim, by the way, is true, but it is entirely understandable if you reached the wrong conclusion by watching The Magical Box. Right now, the media is they're trying to sell advertising. That's what it all boils down to, okay? If you're out there, and there's two ways to have advertising. You can actually do good work, or you can be a sensationalist, which is what the media is today. So, look at the facts, and then make the decision for yourself. So, here we are. These are the facts as Rob has gathered them. 27 students and staff have been killed by mass murderers in U.S. schools this year. That, in and of itself, by itself, is revolting. This should be a complete and total shock to the system. We also don't know how to make sense of that number. There are almost 327 million of us here in the United States. 57 million attend school in grades K through 12. Is 27 murders a large number or a small one? How many of us die by other causes? Let's take this number and put it into perspective. Because numbers never lie. 156 people were murdered by gunfire in Chicago this year so far. There are only 9.6 million people living in the Chicago metropolitan area. That is also an interesting comparison, but the results are shocking. You are 100 times more likely to be killed with a gun if you live in Chicago than to be killed by a mass rampage killer in a U.S. school. But that's actually 120 times, but you see the point. For you, as fascinating as all that may seem, the important question is why you didn't know that fact already. Because it never ends on the news cycles. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How come that information was not put out into the perspective available? Now, of course, I have no proof of certain things, but I can make a guess here. But let's put another news item into perspective. After the latest mass murder at a school in Texas, we were again told that guns kill us. And it is true that guns are sometimes used in murders. In fact, there were about 11,000 homicides with a firearm in the U.S. in 2016. So once again, I'm going to ask, is that a lot or a little? The vast majority of the firearm homicides were suicides, while only a third of the homicides were murders. Both are taking people out of our population. But while we're talking about that and sitting back and go, whoa, 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 let's stop and ask how many times guns were used to save lives. Now, according to the CDC, and verified by government reports, there are about 2.2 million cases a year where legal gun owners use a firearm in self-defense, though each example did not necessarily result in shots being fired. So this means that every time a gun is used in a homicide, it's used 200 times in self-defense. Women use a firearm to stop a sexual assault 500 times a day. Why don't you know that? Here's the truth of things. Just looking at those results, those few results I just gave you, the consensus should be that guns make us safer, and disarming us would put more innocent people at risk. And why didn't you read about that in the news? Why is that? Is it being suppressed? Why is that not out there? Well, it's because they're looking for clickbait. Clickbait. But the data is out there. It is there for all of you to see. It's there for all of you to share. See, I really want there not to be violence in the United States. I want the violence to be vastly curtailed. I live in a world of reality where I think to myself, well, there's no way that's ever going to change. We are violent. Humans are violent. But everything on this earth is violent. It's either violent or it's prey. Which are you going to be? So, I really want there to be less violence in the United States. Not just gun violence. That is actually quite a small amount of violence. I want there to be less violence. And that's the difference between me or Rob or anybody that comes on this show. That's the difference between us and a typical gun grabber, because they're only interested in gun violence. Sexual assault is perfectly okay as long as there's no gun, I guess. Or as long as it's not, you know, a gun grabber's mom or something, which, you know what, that's not funny. It's not funny to even say that. But it is what it is. It is, getting out there and saying that there's one category of crime that must be eliminated at all costs, even if it means that we're stripping rights from people. And then at the same time saying, but, you know, we're not really interested in this. We're not really interested in that. I mean, that's okay. by them not doing everything they can about schools and violence and everything else. That's what they're saying, whether they like it or not. This is what they admit by omission. If you want to make schools a harder target, one entrance, control the entrance, control what's going on in the school. Hey, look, when I was in the military defending liberty, they told me right up front it was not a democracy. You know, I had people above me that I was supposed to listen to, and, I mean, they controlled every facet of my life, and I volunteered for that stuff. So, you know, for children, our job as parents and as adults is to get them grown and get them out in the world prepared to deal with the world. And, this whole thing about them having equal rights and privacy and all this other, I never had that as a child. You know, I was a child. I was dependent upon my parents. There was no secrets to be had from them, even when I tried to keep them. They found out anyway. So I learned a long time ago to give that one up. But anyway, check out Rob at Slow Facts WordPress blog. Hour number two is coming up inbound, and we will discuss a few things. We're going to discuss this upcoming Jaeger class at the opening. But hey, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.